Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf from Sochim Daf Yudalef. The Mishnah Amud Beis brings the opinion of Rav Yuda that says that in Erev Pesach oichlin kol arba, during the fourth hour you eat the chametz, v'toilin kol chamesh, in the fifth hour you don't eat but you don't burn, v'sorifim b'tchilas shesh, and then you burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. The Chasam Sofer in the Drushes explains this Mishnah Pidrush. But before we go to that Chasam Sofer, let's start with the Chasam Sofer and the Godosh of Pesach. The Chasam Sofer tells us there that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yemei Shnoseinu Bohem Shivim Shana. Our life is 70 years. So ask the Chasam Sofer, but Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. So why is he saying only 70 years? So explain the Chasam Sofer that the Pshat is like this. The Mishnah Novice tells us that when you start learning Mishnah, you're 10 years old. Ben Esther la Mishnah. It takes 40 years to understand what your Rebbe teaches you. In Odom Oymed al Das Raboy Adar Boim Shana. So a person starts learning, starts figuring out what he's learning, only when he reaches the age of 50. Then you start counting Yemei Shnoseinu Boim Shivim Shana. Then you start counting the 70 years. So it's 70 years after you reach 50. That's the age of Moshe Rabbeinu that he got to 120. This, by the way, there's a big debate. What's the source of the bracha that you give people to live until 120? Bis 120. What's the source for it? And many have a problem that probably it's coming from the Torah that it says in Dora Mabul, the Yu Yovel Me'aver Shana, that the world will exist for another 120 years. But that has nothing to do with the lifespan of a human being. It has to do with how long Kadosh Baruch Hu gave until the Mabul will come. According to Chasam Sofer, this is the source. The idea of Me'aser Shana is because you don't start the journey of life until you get to the age of 50. And then comes the bracha at Shivim Shana. 70 plus 1 plus 50 is 120. So with this preview of the Chasam Sofer in HaGadol Shel Pesach, we can now understand what the Chasam Sofer says in Drushes. Drushes Shabbos HaGadol, year Tafkuf Rinvav. Chasam Sofer explains that what our Mishnah says, that you eat till the fourth hour. Then you toil in the fifth hour. And you burn the chametz in the sixth hour, refers to the decades in the life of a human being. Until the age of 40, a person is sitting, enjoying life, and he's not thinking too much of Olam Haba. He has a lot of chametz, a lot of negativity, a lot of physicality in this of this world. But then, once he gets to the age of 40, and he starts the journey into his fifth decade, so now he starts thinking about Olam Haba. He's still not ready to completely separate himself from the enjoyment of Olam Hazeh, but he starts that separation. That's what's called Toilim Kol Chamesh. Once he gets ready to the next stage, he gets to the age of 50, and he's already getting to the sixth decade, so then he starts burning the chametz. And according to the first Chasam Sofer that we learn, meaning always, the journey of life, Yemei Shnoseinu Bohem Shivim Shana, starts when you get to the age of 50. So you may have this fits very much with this Chasam Sofer. Until the age of 40 is just enjoyment, you don't really think about the Mabul. When you are on the process to get to 50, then things starting, and once you hit 50, that's when you're actually or working on the Biru Chometz, on removing all the separations of Olam Hazeh to reach Olam Haba. And that's the idea of the Mishnah. Oichlin kol arba connected the first 40 years of life. Toilin kol chamesh connected the next decade of life. The story from Mitchilas Sheish, this refers to the burning of the chametz that occurs once you reach the age of 50 and you start the journey of Yemei Shnoseinu Behem Shivim Shana. And the Chasam Sofer ends with a very geshmak idea. He says that that's most people. Most people, they have this difference between the first four decades of their life, where they're enjoying Olam Hazeh, they're not connected to Olam Haba, and then start the process of getting ready for Olam Haba. But the tzaddikim, the gedoshim, are the ones that are connected to Olam Haba their entire life. And connected these people, we have the pchoyim in Am Yisrael. The pchoyim are the ones that are considered to be Kodesh Merechem. They're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What do they have there at Pesach? They have tiny bechoyrus. They don't eat at all. They're the ones that don't enjoy Olam Hazeh for 4 hours and then stop and then they can start working on their Olam Haba. They're working on Olam Haba the entire day of Erev Pesach. That's the chiluk between most people and the Bechoyrim that are the symbolized the Tzadikim that are connected to Olam Haba through and through. Anyone listening to this that wants to join the email list or the WhatsApp group of Short Machshava, send an email please to shortmachshava@gmail.com.